he changed personas as other men changed their socks. One day he was a Motown backing vocalist with wet look, permed hair and tight pants. The next, a white-suited comic operetta Latin American admiral, dripping with braid. When I saw him, he had chosen the robes of a Berber tribesman and what he presumably imagined to be the inscrutable gaze of a desert mystic. He affected not to notice the crowd of journalists and strode about the lobby, pausing occasionally to gaze into the middle of whatever distance he happened to be facing. He was an old-fashioned, theatrical sort of tyrant. He recruited a corps of Amazonian female bodyguards, drove a golf buggy, and permanently closed every cinema in the country, apparently in case moviegoers plotted against him.